Proclamation number 3423 of 31st of January, 1945. Progress of the need. Sites of peace. People give themselves false hopes if they expect improvement from the coming time, for it will only be bearable for a few people. Only those people who are united with me through prayer and loving activity will be less burdened. The others, on the other hand, will have to go through a time of renunciation and most difficult life struggles in order to prepare themselves for the last test of earthly life, for the battle against faith. Adversity and tribulation beforehand shall cause them to call me, to learn to recognize me, so that they will then remain faithful to me and join the flock of my fighters. As soon as they are united with me, the adversity and affliction will be alleviated. By virtue of their faith they will overcome all weakness, and I will provide them with every relief when they have to endure the former for the sake of their fellow human beings. And therefore there can also be a quiet island of peace in the midst of greatest adversity. In the midst of human devils people can also live who are connected to God, to whom the former cannot harm anything, because a dense protective wall surrounds them, which is formed by good spiritual beings. And thus there will be places everywhere where my love and grace prevail, in contrast to those where my adversary is active and where therefore no peace and tranquility can arise. But I myself create the places of peace because I know my own and will always make their life bearable for them. And these places shall also be recognized by fellow human beings as places of peace, because I want them to take refuge there in adversity and receive words of comfort and strengthening from those who live in peace themselves, and can now also distribute it by passing on my word, by awakening faith in my wisdom, love and omnipotence. For this faith characterizes the place of peace. But it will be very little represented amongst humanity, and therefore a haven of peace will only rarely be able to arise, for humanity no longer recognizes me and is distant from me. And where I myself cannot dwell, there is no peace, no happiness and no light. And the world will continue to be in darkness and earthly hardship despite the end of a phase of battle which has brought bitter suffering upon people, for they themselves are unwilling to accept instructions from those who constantly draw wisdom from their bond with me. And this is why the time of adversity is not over so quickly, even though the earthly battle is nearing its end. For I can only consider those who strive towards me and create an easier existence for them. For the majority of humanity, however, earthly life will continue to be a difficult battle until they submit to me and make my will their own. Amen.